The Iron Man came to the top of the cliff. How far had he walked? Nobody knows. Where had he come from? Nobody knows. How was he made? Nobody knows. Taller than a house, the Iron Man stood at the top of the cliff in the darkness. The wind sang to his iron fingers and his great iron head, shaped like a dustbin, but as big as a bedroom. Slowly turn to the right. Slowly turn to the left. He was here. Then red, then infrared, searching the sea. Never before had the Iron Man seen the sea. He swayed in the strong wind that pressed against his back. He swayed forward on the brink of the high cliff, and his right foot, his enormous iron right foot, lifted up out into space. And the Iron Man stepped forward off the cliff into nothingness. Crash! Came toppling head over heels. Crash, crash, crash. From rock to rock, tumbling slowly. And as he crashed and crashed, his iron legs fell off. His iron arms broke off. And the hands broke off the arms. His great iron ears fell off. And his eyes fell out. His great iron head fell off. All the separate pieces tumbled, scattered, crashing, bumping, clanging down onto the rocky beach far below. Then